The Florida legislative session is heading into overtime after a disagreement over how to fund hospitals stalled negotiations. But the two chambers reached a deal Wednesday on how to reimburse the facilities for treating low-income and uninsured patients. I'm Lynn Hatter. House Speaker Richard Corcoran took to his chamber floor Wednesday to announce a budget deal.
We do believe that as of right now, we have agreement on the budget. And we will keep you posted as to what our timing is in terms of extending to get it done. We're still working on that with staff and trying to figure out how long it takes.
That's good news, despite being a day late. The Wednesday announcement means lawmakers will still have to call a special session because of a constitutionally mandated 72-hour cooling-off period for the state budget. No vote can be taken before Saturday, depending on when the budget reaches lawmakers' desks. The delay was due to differences in hospital funding, and Senate Healthcare Budget Chief Senator Anatary Flores noted early on the plans would be hard to reconcile.
I'd expect that that will be an issue that will be dealt with towards the end of session.
Funding hospitals has become increasingly difficult in recent years. Healthcare is now the largest part of Florida's budget, with the state spending more than $22 billion in Medicaid alone. Yet the demands on the system keep growing. Vince Sika heads DeSoto Memorial Hospital. It lost $840,000 last year due to Medicaid cuts and saw an increase in uninsured and underinsured patients. The result? It had to cut maternity care.
Lawmakers have limited resources and priorities, but access to rural health care is being threatened. That's why it's critical that the House and the Senate adopt the Senate budget proposal and reinstate the $50 million. This would hold rural hospitals harmless from any further cuts.
Florida Hospital Association President Bruce Rubin recently told reporters hospitals could lose millions and rural ones even more under the House's proposal.
The House proposal basically uses a tiered formula identical to the one that was used last year, and it does not include the $50 million in non-recurring revenue that was applied last year. So the total cut is a lot higher at $651 million than it was last year.
The FHA and rural providers wanted the legislature to adopt the Senate budget plan, which redistributed rate enhancements for some hospitals to all of them. But under that, large providers like Jackson Memorial in Miami would have lost millions of dollars, while others like the for-profit chain HCA would get millions more. The final result? Speaker Corcoran and President Negron have agreed to maintain the current payment structure. They've also approved another $40 million for nursing home payments. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.